human race. Fight, fight, fight.
This is an important issue because we all have a concern about Flint's drinking water.
Flint's drinking water crisis
is also a political crisis. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So it's hard to argue that water and politics don't mix here in Michigan.
Just look now to the hand-wringing over what appears to be some very short-term, very hasty decision-making in Flint.
The decision by a state-appointed emergency manager to try and save some money by breaking away from Detroit's water system and to pull water instead from the highly corrosive Flint River.
Basically, bean counting gone bad.
Mm-hmm. The water will certainly be an issue as Flint Mayor Dane Walling tries for another term in an election just a month away, and it is now a legacy issue for Governor Rick Snyder.
Indeed, the state will certainly be asked to pony up millions of dollars more to help Flint, which is just recently out of state emergency management.
Of course, Flint's water troubles are also decades in the making.
Yeah.
A failure to invest in water infrastructure, for example, replacing lead pipes leading to homes, is a big problem. But while Flint's troubles are clearly bad, it is not the only place in Michigan facing water troubles.
Pretty much every county, a city, township in Michigan has issues with sewage systems, aging pipelines.
Stuff like that, yeah.
That's infrastructure, and it doesn't last forever. Now, in the 1990s, Michigan voters adopted clean water bonds, but now that money's pretty much dried up.
Dried up. I see what you did there. Look, this was supposed to be right about the time when Governor Snyder envisioned the state and the legislature engaging on some big picture thinking on water.
In June, Snyder rolled out some ideas. It was his administration's basically their draft water strategy.
And it includes things like dealing with invasive species, water tourism, but also infrastructure and a guarantee of clean drinking water for everyone was also a big part of it.
Now, we're not suggesting that talking right now about this strategy might have made a difference in what's currently happening in Flint.
But it certainly could make a difference in terms of making sure there are no repeats of what's happening in Flint.
Right. So the question is, how to pay for it?
And the answer is a definitive we don't know. The Snyder administration has a work group assigned the task of coming up with funding ideas, but the reality is there are no plans or interest in putting anything before the legislature anytime soon.
And that is because of the debate over
road funding.
You know, coming up with over $1 billion, it's pretty much stalled everything else in the legislature.
It is a logjam that's holding up anything and everything that might have a big price tag attached to it.
Legislating is largely the art of stacking priorities.
Mm-hmm. Which ones do you want or need to get to first, and knowing how that ordering of priorities might affect everything that follows.
And the priorities right now, at least for Governor Snyder, roads, and then the Detroit school bailout.
Right. And that will probably take us to the new year, and that begins work on the next state budget. That puts any prospects for adopting an expensive clean water strategy into sometime next summer at the earliest, maybe even the fall, maybe not until after the 2016 elections and the legislature goes into its lame duck session.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.